Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for His goodness and His faithfulness. The title of the message is Be Among the Wise Men. Matthew chapter 2, and we will read it from verse 1 to verse 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they have heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to bless this time and use it for your glory, Lord. Send us your word, O God, and let your word bring help, healing, hope, wholeness, direction, guidance, and wisdom. Let wisdom be imparted to your people. Give awareness and give discernment, Lord, of what you want each and every one of us to know and to do for your glory. Lord, enable me and put right word and verses in my lips to speak your goodness to your people. Make the message clear, O God, and take it with the Holy Spirit to reach those people who are waiting for you. To those whom you want to speak, take the message and make them available to hear your word. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Be among the wise men. Those men, in some version of the Bible, he called the Magi the wise men from the east. Why he called them wise men? Because they have a target and they have a goal. They want to reach Christ. They want to know Christ. They want to see Christ. They are seeking Christ. And they are looking forward how to meet Christ face to face. Why they are wise? What they did? They came from the east. They got a long journey. They get the the burden, they get the pressure of a long journey in order to reach Christ and be found by Him. Journey to reach Christ will not take one day or two days, but it is a long journey, it is a long life journey, and God wants us to reach the Christ and to know Him in a special, personal way. And He wants us to continue in knowing Christ and live our life unto Him. How they come to hear about Christ, and there are some propose that from the Jews, and they were in Persia after had been brought to the Babylon exile, and after the Persia kingdom took over the Babylonian kingdom. The Jewish had who were there, and one of them is Daniel, who wrote the book of Daniel. Most likely they spoke to the people there about the coming of the Messiah, and they put some stipulation about the day and the time. So those wise men, they hear the message, they hear about the Messiah, and they went forward to look for him at the appointed time. So they were wise when they hear then, when they have here important information, they took it to heart and put it into a practice to search God, to search His Word, so that they will know God in a real and a personal way. Why they are wise men? They know about the stars, and knowing of the stars is called astrology, the movement of the stars. They are wise because they use knowledge to bring them near to God. We have a high technology now, and we can use high technology to draw near to God and to save God and to bring the message to those who are far away. The wise men, they reach Jerusalem and they ask, where is the king that born to you, the king of the Jews? When Herod hear about it, since he is a king, he was a king, he was disturbed. Possibly another king has been born to replace him. So he was disturbed. And also people with him in Jerusalem, the people of Jerusalem, they got disturbed. Why they got disturbed? As if now, many who hear the message of Christ and the word of God and the teaching of Christ, they get disturbed because Christ is the light. And light will shine, but people love darkness. So, when you speak about Christ and the word of God, and you hit the area of sin and darkness and compromises and the corruption in the life of the people, they got disturbed. So, Herod got disturbed. He called the chief priests and also the teachers of the law, and he verified from them where is the Messiah should be born. So they told him it is in Bethlehem, Judea, according to the prophecy of the prophet Micah chapter 5 verse 2. Then Herod called the magis and inquired of them the time that the star had appeared to them, and after that he sent them to go and make a careful search for the child. Then he asked them, when you find him, come back to me, report to me, so that I go and worship him. Why they are wise men? They are wise men because they have a target, they have a goal. They did not get stuck with Herod. Herod is a king, is important person. And sometimes in our journey with Christ and to see Christ, we got stuck or sidetracked or get perverted from the way that God had lined out for us, so that instead of we are moving toward Christ, we are stuck with the important people, important figure, VIP people. But that is not what God wants us to do or to be. We need to reach Christ, not important people. We need to reach Christ, not the teacher of the laws and the Pharisee. In the ministry and in the life of Christ, there are many who play politics and manipulation, like the chief priest and the teacher of the law. But our target is to reach Christ. Many people, they know all the important preachers, they know all the churches, but they don't know Christ because they got stuck in important figure, they got stuck in important with important people, and their focus, instead of be going toward Christ, it will be directed to such things. It will be directed to important places or famous places. Here there we find that the wise men, there is even the palace of Herod, but they were not satisfied. They were not satisfied to meet even Herod the king. That is not the target. They want to meet the king of the king and the lord of the lord. So be careful. Be careful very, very well. Not while you are moving toward Christ, don't get stuck with important people or kings or VIP, or get stuck with important places. Oh, we got a very important person and very nice place, but that is, does not mean that God wants you to move in that direction. You have a target and God had a plan for you. Don't be sidetracked by this world temptation. This temptation will take you away from Christ. Focus on reaching Christ and be fond of Him. They were not satisfied to stay in Jerusalem, the capital. Sometimes we are looking for reaching important city or famous cities or famous countries, but if we are wise, we will move where God wants us to move and go. Anyhow, those wise men, they proved wise men. They were not tempted or get stagnant when they meet the king or the they were in Jerusalem. Even they need to go to a small town, a small village, and instead of being in palace, it will be in the room, a small house, but there where God wants them to be. God make a way. You see here, they came from a far place and they have a long journey, and they pass through Herod and the palace and the teachers of the law. But as they have the desire to reach Christ, they were not deviated, they were not tempted. And as they decide, as they have the desire, God make a way for them. I say clearly, if you are willing, God will make a way. But if you are not willing, there is no way. When they were willing, then we find that the star that they had appeared to them in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. They were not overjoyed when they met Herod. They were not overjoyed when they were in the palace. They were not overjoyed when they were in the city of Jerusalem, important city. They were overjoyed when they see the star who will lead them to Christ. On coming to the house, why they are wise men? They have persistence. They have perseverance. They have commitment to the task that God had entrusted to them. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They worshipped the Lord. They did not worship his mother. They did not worship Joseph. They know who is the Lord. Amen. Many of you who hear the message, you may worship the mother of Jesus, but that is wrong. That's idol worship. You need to worship the Lord. How we worship the Lord? Our worship includes repentance, turning away from sin toward Christ. Our worship includes commitment, consecration to the task. Our worship is communion with God and personal relationship with Him. Why they are wise men? More, they opened their treasures and presented Him with gift. Wise people presented to God their treasures. The more you give to God, the more you will be blessed. The more you bring up your tithes and offering and support to God's work, to God's mission, you will be blessed. You may say and ask, what is the benefit of gold for Christ or the incense and the myrrh? That was used. Possibly was used later on when the Lord when he sent his angel to Joseph and appeared to him in a dream, and he told him, get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. Joseph get warning, so he moved quickly to Egypt. The gold and the incense and the myrrh is a good material that he can sell, and he can use the money to support the family, to support the ministry. Everything you give will support the ministry ahead. The next milestone, the next stage for God's work, our tithes and offering and commitment of service will supply the next stage of our mission. Why they are wise men? They were wise men because in verse 12, and having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Wise people, they know how to protect their church, the ministry, and the service that God had entrusted to them. Devil is cunning. Herod represent here the power of darkness, and we need to be very wise how to deal with such kind of figures and manipulative people in doing the ministry. The Lord say, be as wise as serpent and as gentle as dove. I send you as a sheep among wolves. So we have to be very careful. We have to be very discerning, and we have to take warning to protect the church and to protect the ministry. Here we are today as we hear the message, as we celebrate Christmas. Christmas is not only one day to celebrate, but a style of living. To be like those people, wise men, committed to the Lord, not a traditional Christian people. People who are filled with the Holy Spirit, who walk with the Word of God, who walk according to the Word of God, who walk with God, who committed their ways and their life to the Lord. Like those wise people, they came from far, but they did not lose the target. They were persistent until they achieved the task that was entrusted to them. Today, let us commit ourselves to His service. Lord, we thank You and we praise You, Lord. Tell Him, Lord, I commit myself. Lord, You promise in Your Word that if anyone does not have wisdom, You give him wisdom. Lord, I ask You, Lord, to give me wisdom. Tell Him, Lord, give me wisdom. I want to be wise and understanding and discerning like this wise men, those magis, Lord, who worship You in the Spirit and the truth. They were wise in all their behavior and attitude. They were not tempted, Lord. Help me, Lord, to not get stuck with the temptation of the world. Help me to focus on You, Lord. Help me, Lord, to give You what is due for You from tithes and offering and the best of my treasure to You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We bless You, Jesus. We bless You, Master. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone who prayed this prayer, You bless him, anoint him, and use him, Lord, for Your glory, Lord. Take Your message with the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, empower Your people to serve You. Raise up servants of Yours so that, oh God, the purpose of the message and the word that You sent will be achieved. For You desire great things, oh God. Help us to be willingly commit ourselves fully unto You. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let Your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name. Amen.